Okay, so welcome to Assassin's Creed 2 Disc 3. This is Backlog Infinite. I'm your host, the Jada Gamer, aka Redneck Rampage. To my left is the best man in the West. The Creeper of Silent Hill. West.
That's it?
That's all I got.
I was waiting for it. Attention. Konnichiwa.
Word. And to my right, the lightning strike to your cerebral cortex, Nova.
Hey, guys. Lightning strike?
I don't know, man. That's how I used to do it back in the day. Just put me on the spot, shine a light in my eyes, tell me go. I just sit in a room all day with a mic on, ready to go. That's my whole shtick. All right.
I'll roll with it.
Yeah. So, I'm just waiting for a satellite feed 24/7, just ready to be mic'd and ready to go. All right. So here we go. The finale of our Assassin's Creed 2 trilogy of episodes covering the events of said game. And it's a great game done by Ubisoft. All right.
Right up until the end. And then fucked it up, guys. Fucked it up.
Like I said, left turn.
You took a Fabergé egg of beautiful, beautiful gaming.
It was an apple, actually.
You know what? Fuck you. Awful. I'm so upset.
I told you at the end, I just threw my controller down, put on a helmet, and said, okay, I'm going with you.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad.
Okay, then my advice is stop, because it's only gonna get worse.
Oh, man, how can they take something so awesome and be like, nope, you know what this needs? Fucking aliens.
They're not aliens, they're the ones who came before. This is not Sovereign, okay? I know you feel this. I'm assuming direct... Actually, they do assume direct control.
Direct control.
That's what this is all about.
It's a Reaper.
Like, fuck, man, this is... Okay.
It gets... Okay. But there's a somewhat logical explanation for what just happened. And... They have a machine that looks forward through time. They can't look
backwards.
Let's
start at the beginning, though.
Okay.
Let's do the lead up.
All right, so...
It's a shitty fucking ending.
Hit me with it.
Okay, here we go. Sequence 9, which you start in Venice, and this is, I believe, after a failed attempt to kill somebody. So you go see Leonardo da Vinci, and he's surprised to see you alive, which, thanks for the vote of confidence, Leonardo da Vinci. Ezio's a little sad after the attempt, but he hands Leonardo DiCaprio, Leo da Vinci, another codex for a gat! A motherfucking gun! Ezio grabs that gat, like, casts a toy with the gold-plated glizzy. So he goes out into the yard to apparently, I guess, assassinate more people for the Leonardo da Vinci's cadaver pile.
Because he was running low.
Yeah, so you kill 3 more bodies after learning how to use the gun, and then you go to your next destination, which you go see Antonio. You meet Sister Teodora, who, by the way, P.S. can touch it anytime she wants. For a character model, she wasn't too bad. But oh shit, no time for that. Someone done murdered one of the prostitutes, courtesans, and you got to chase this guy down. And this is a cool mission, because if you don't shoot him right away, he'll kill more courtesans as you chase him through the street. So as soon as I really realized the error of my ways, I went back, restarted the mission so I could catch him before he could kill another one.
No, he killed like 6. Sorry.
He was clotheslining him.
It was pretty bad. He killed like 6 of them.
So you just... All right. Jack the Ripper. All right. So, after you kill him, go back. You make a plan to get a gold mask for Carnival, and this is one of the best conversations while you're walking through the street with Teodora and Antonio. It basically goes, "If you're not a nun, why are you dressed like that?" And she goes, "Who says I'm a nun?" And then, "Who says I'm not a nun?" And then Ezio goes, "You run a bordello," and she goes, "So what?" And Ezio's like, "Ah, good point."
Basically, she's like, no. My Church of God involves getting some. She's not like some dumbass nun who's like, no. Vow of chastity. She's like, no. God made us able to do this for a reason. Yeah. I'm gonna do it.
And she basically says that she's teaching men how to have sex because so many men don't. And that's the word of God as spoken through her lips via her vagine. So in order to get a gold mask for Carnival, there's three missions that you got to do first, and then a fight. So the first three missions is you got to steal some ribbons, steal some flags, and then do a race. It's
dumb.
Yeah, they're kind of dumb. Like, there's no, like, stealing ribbons, I don't think you can lose that one. Stealing the flags.
Stealing the flags is just annoying, because it's like you have to race, and you have to throw yourself off a building, and then you have to, like, if you don't get it right away, you have to tackle the dude. It's just annoying and dumb.
Yeah, you basically have to jump off the building and lose health to maximize your time. You know what I mean? So, but then anyways, after all that, you fight, and of course it's rigged, so after you win, you eventually get screwed out of the mask, so it doesn't
after
really
you win,
matter.
You end up losing.
Yeah, after you win, in full view of everybody, where there's, like, witnesses out the ass, they're like, oh, the guy that you beat up before the guards tried to kill you won. They're like, what? Anyways.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it is a little bullshitty, but, So after you lose, you reconvene with all your friends, and you're like, all right, what do we do? And Ezio's like, I know what I'm gonna do! I'm gonna kill him! And Antonio's like, no, okay, look, calm down, Ezio. That'll cause too much of a stink. Just, steal the mask. And Ezio's
calm
like...
Calm down there, Stabby.
Yeah, all right, Stabio McStabenstein. Why don't you just steal the mask? We taught you that pickpocket technique. And Ezio's like, oh yeah, oh shit.
Oh shit.
I shoot. So... Alright. So you steal it, go to the party, and shoot the doge in the face. Shoot the doggy.
I didn't like this part.
You didn't like that part? What was it about it? Was it too much sneaking?
Well, it wasn't that it was too much sneaking, it's just there ended up being so many people and so many guards that you couldn't really get decent cover close to where you're supposed to shoot them from. And I was lucky again that it had glitched out, so I could actually, like, I was half stuck in a building last time, right? Well, this time I was half stuck in a tree. But the guards were, like, just completely surrounding me, but they couldn't get to me. So they would, like, just completely keep wandering in front of me and, like, throwing off the aiming thingy. But, like, they would go from super on alert to back down to gray to super on alert to back down to gray, but, like, in a millisecond.
Whoa.
It was a crazy glitch. I don't know.
Yeah, I had one where I was in a hay pile on top of, like a wall somewhere. And since, the guards were on alert, and I guess they saw me jump into the hay pile before, whatever, it would just automatically eject me, but it kept ejecting me over the wall. So, like, and then I would get off the wall, fall back into the hay pile, it would eject me again over the wall. So I was just like, I want to get out of the hay from the other side! And then, so naturally I died, because what can you do when the game wants to kill you? And I'd like to point out, if there was a trophy attached to that, like, beat the game without dying, the game would have just fucked me. So, I am glad there isn't, and don't any game put that trophy in there ever, because shit like this will arise. Anyways.
Yeah.
So, we're ending Sequence 9 with that shit, and, it's Venice 1886 now, which I believe Ezio's in his late 20s, early 30s. No, he's in his early 30s by now. And, starts with you chilling on a bridge. Rebecca Bussin reminds you you're still in the Matrix. You go see Antonio. You meet the new Doge, or Doge Elect, or whatever his name. I can't remember his name. I should have wrote it down. And you meet a contact who's attacked by Silvio Stuggs. Hang on. Okay, so you're looking for this dude. he tells you that they're all attacked and they're in cages everywhere. So you have to go
free the mercenaries.
Yeah, you gotta free the mercenaries.
Which is basically the exact same thing you did last time with the other dudes that you had to free.
But you don't have to escort them back.
Thank God.
No, they roll with you, and then you got like mob.
Yeah, yeah.
Gangbang.
Yeah, that's true.
Gangbang back in the.
Yeah, yeah. And then you gotta bust out Bartolomeo da Alviano. I'm just gonna call him Bart. So you bust out Bart and bring him back to his home, and he's more concerned about Bianca. What the fuck is Bianca? Dun, da, da, da. It's a sword.
That's not a metaphor for anything.
Totally none. My favorite whole part about that whole thing is, if you look closely, he's looking behind chairs and under boxes for Bianca. So, like, right away, I was like, it's not a woman.
My first thought was like it was a dog or a cat or something.
Yeah.
No, it's a fucking sword.
Yeah, but he finds her behind the bar. Bianca's a lush.
She's drunk.
All good swords have good meat.
Alright. But so, yeah. Alright, so, at this part, he asks you to escort his mercs to, strategic points throughout the city. And then, you signal an attack and kill Dante and Silvio.
You fire up a big bang. Boom. Firework.
Yeah. I don't remember this part too much, actually. I remember escorting the mercs to the positions and then signaling the attack with the firework and then...
Fuck shit up.
Then it's just pure ruckus.
Yeah, basically.
That's all it is. Brawl.
And then, towards the end of the fight... Nobody remember this part?
Yeah, no. That's where... is that where you corner that dude?
It's where you corner...
He calls you the prophet?
Yeah, you corner Ludovico Borgia.
He calls more of you fight him, and then he calls more people.
Yeah. And then your people show up.
Like the entire...
The whole cast shows up.
Yeah.
We've been guiding you for the past 10 years, Ezio.
And P.S. we're all assassins too, including me, your sister. I didn't have the heart to tell you. Like,
yeah.
I'd be so pissed.
This would be the last episode on a series. Like a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they induct him into the Assassin's Guild and make him take the leap of faith.
And burn his finger.
Which
I like how everyone jumps off the building, like with the same animation.
Yeah.
Like different
chicks in a dress. Chicks in these long dresses on. They're just
water
like
diving. It was a great moment because after a decade, Ezio, and wearing the assassin garb, he's finally. Yeah. An assassin.
And, like, his sister this whole time is like, oh, Ezio, what about these assassins? This seems so dangerous. P.S. I'm actually an assassin.
Like,
if you're an assassin, why didn't you beat up your own fiancé yourself?
They were grooming him.
It was all part of the test, including his brother and father's death.
Yeah. Like, at what point did she become an assassin? I'm curious about this. Was it before or after? Like, when? Where's the timeline on that?
I don't know. They don't really even get into it. They just jump around in time so much. They're just like, it was in between the 5 to 10 year gap that we just jumped.
Yeah, and it's just like, oh, P.S. Everybody's an assassin.
Yeah,
it's like an Oprah reveal. Like, you're an assassin, and you're an assassin. Everybody's an assassin.
All right. Okay, so I think that was the end of the. This is a sequence 11 now. It's 1488. We are in Venice. Ezio's chilling by the whatever, by some water, looking all sullen. Rosa comes up to him and tells him some good news that the boat the Templars escaped on for Cyprus
with.
The boat. I'm on a boat! That boat is coming back tomorrow. How fucking convenient. And, backstory for Nova. That boat to Cyprus. Altair was looking for the Templar Library in Cyprus. So I'm guessing the Apple had made its way to the Templar Library. Anyways.
Good to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I assume when they put that in there, it was supposed to hearken to anybody that sort of played through that series and was just like, ah, I know what they were doing over there. So, it's on some boat. Oh, wait, what? Were you going to say something?
Leonardo rolls up.
Yeah, and he tells you that the Codex and what it means. And it's all this two pieces of Eden. There's a prophet, a floating city. Sounds like a made-for-TV movie to me. So Ezio already assumes that they already have the piece of Eden and they're bringing it back. And then it, you know, talks a little bit about Rodrigo Borgia. Alright, so Ezio spots the cargo, follows it, kills the guy holding it, and takes his place, delivering the cargo. And then you get told to assassinate the Spaniard, which of course you...
Hold on, we gotta talk about the walk with the box.
Alright.
When you're walking, you know how you gotta act like him holding the box?
Yeah.
Then the world automatically spawns thousands of dudes with holding boxes, and if you
just
bump
so
into
you
them...
you run into them?
Yeah.
And then your own guys start pushing you around.
Really?
Yeah, man. If you hit one of them, they'll start pushing you, then you drop the box, and then you gotta try and pick it up while you got this guy pushing you. What the fuck?
It's pretty annoying.
It's awesome.
This is Ubisoft's masterpiece. Needless to say, I'm not really into this game because of its story. Well, I am and I'm not, but anyway. So,
box pushing.
Yeah, the box pushing. So after you deliver the box, you attempt to kill Rodrigo Borgia, but you are ambushed. But that's when everyone shows up, and actually, we just talked about this.
Yeah,
you?
I was gonna say, hang on, we've covered this.
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay,
fuck my notes.
So somebody screwed up. Either way,
I did. Sorry.
So anyway, so just rewind about a minute. That happened. Leap of faith. and you have the apple. Okay, so. I think this is where the DLC kicks in. And rather than describe it all, I will just sort of gloss over it because it's... Okay, so basically, the DLC handles the topic of Ezio losing the apple and then getting it back. So...
I actually played that.
Did you?
Yeah.
So
is that where, like, the two twins take the children of that girl?
Yeah.
And then you gotta go run them down.
Yeah, you go get them, and then the monk steals the apple, and then
while you're gone. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then you kill, and then the next DLC is just a bloodbath.
Assassinate those dudes.
Yeah, there's like 7 or 8 assassination missions. So you just take your pick.
It's intense.
Yeah. So I guess highlights would include Katarina on the wall talking smack to one of the Orsi brothers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's one of the best shit talkers on Earth. Like, they're like, we stole your kids. She's like, good, I don't care. I have the instrument to make more. And she lifts up her dress.
Yeah,
and,
it's awesome.
And
she's up skirt.
Yeah, man, she's pretty badass. And so then you, long story short, you get the kids back. You kill both of the Orsi brothers, and then you learn about a monk. You learn about some lieutenants. You kill all these lieutenants. You kill the monk. Get the apple back.
And this is the only time, I think, while Ezio's doing his... When he's, you know, when he talks to someone before they die,
yeah.
He gets stabbed during that sequence when he's killing the second brother. And that's when he loses the apple.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the only time in the series he actually gets attacked during that.
Yeah.
And you think everything's all right.
Yeah, that's true.
Next thing you know, he's got a blade in his stomach.
That's the best part of those sequences, though, because, like, there could be, like, a million guys around. You stab your target, it just goes in, the screen dissolves, it goes into that thing, he lays them down, and he's talking to him. It's like, there's, like, a million people there. You can't have a conversation like this. Anyways, it's the first time it's true to life. Yeah, so that's basically the DLC. I mean, like, I understand why they cut it. It really doesn't really need to be there. It's... You know, you don't have the apple, then you lose it. And I mean, you lose the apple, then you get it back. So they just cut that entire sequence out. So you just, technically, I guess you never lost the apple.
Yeah, it just seems a little redundant, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so, and then after that, wait, I got a... Okay.
Sequence 14 is the last
one. Yeah, so this is the last one. So it starts where you have to... Did everybody have the codex pages when they started this?
Yeah.
I did not. I spent maybe about an hour going and making sure I had all of them. So then after you get that... codex... You assemble the pieces, use your eagle vision, and it's a map of the world.
Which was so fucking annoying. I couldn't see shit. I was annoyed. I ended up looking it up online and then sitting like a foot from my TV to try and see the goddamn lines.
Really?
Too blurry?
I couldn't fucking see like the outline of the
map.
Can't
make it out, yeah.
I don't know.
I can see that. No, I can see that because this red on TVs is not the best. It's very weird looking. I'm pretty sure the first time I went through this, I probably looked it up too. I think my muscle memory probably took over this time when I was playing. Excuse me. But yeah, that part was a little annoying, even though I did it before, because I matched up the outside pretty good. It was just the internal pieces that I was just like, what is going on? Is this supposed to be a turtle? Oh yeah, it's the map of the world. So then after you match that up, you find out... And deduced, oh, we're going to the Sistine Chapel, or we have to go to Rome. Kill Rodrigo Borgia. Yeah, so you start outside in Rome, outside the Sistine Chapel, do a little bit of parkour inside the Sistine Chapel, and then hit the murder button, but apparently you just jump on him without even stabbing him. You talk a little bit, he throws you off, he's got the staff, you fight.
And it ends up being the weakest... boss battle I've ever had in my life.
It's
dude is so easy to kill.
Yeah, it's not even really a boss battle, it's just another fight. And he's like, what? And that's kind of my quick impression. So you go to the next room, and now this is the part where they pull back the curtain and they basically tell you what's going on. A projection appears. And it's one of the people who came before. I think they're referred to as the first civilization in later games. And it's Minerva. Minerva pops up, and Ezio's like, I got some questions. And Minerva's like, no, shut up. I'm not. You've done your part. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking
through you.
Yeah, I'm talking through you. To the catalyst, to the conduit, or whoever. And then it's like, so this. And she basically explains that. She created, or their people created, human beings, and everything was cool, but human beings didn't really like that much. And instead of focusing on an upcoming catastrophe, they were focusing on keeping humans in line, and some shit went down, and a catastrophe happened. There weren't a lot of the first civilization people, there weren't a lot of human beings, but they... You know, they were strong, they rebuilt, they worked together, and now another catastrophe is going to be coming up soon if they don't hurry up. But there's nothing the first civilization people can do because they're going to go extinct. So they have a series of temples set up with six different methods of averting this catastrophe, and they're using a machine to talk forward through the future, and they can't see everything, but what they can see was the Ezio doing his thing, so they decided to talk to Ezio because they know Desmond is watching. And I didn't stutter too much when I had to explain that.
That's one, impressive, two, the most succinct description of the dumbest plot twist you could ever conceive.
How'd they come from that to...
Like, they came
from... All this shit.
Okay, you know, you're gonna relive your ancestor's storyline, you're gonna try to avenge your father's death, blah 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 blah. Boom. Prehistoric aliens.
They're not aliens.
But
there's just the ones who came before.
So...
Minerva is a god of wisdom.
There's three of them. Like, you haven't met Juno yet, the evil one. And then there's Titan, aka Zeus. But, they're not gods! They're not gods! They're just the ones...
Yeah, but even gotten to the most annoying part of this whole thing. Oh, because what? Then you wake up out of the Animus as Desmond. And guess what? Abstergo's attacking. So while the credits are rolling on the side of the goddamn fucking screen...
You gotta run.
You have to run and kill people, and you're like, hang on. I just spent an entire game doing this.
Now you're running.
In an awesome setting, with an awesome character, then they wake up and do it and make me do it with fucking credits rolling on the side of the screen?
As Desmond, yeah.
as Desmond.
You can do it while the game's loading, too.
Like...
Yeah. It's nowhere. Oh, no, man. It's glorious. Like, there was... trust me, Nova, when I first played through this, I had your reaction where I was just like... Well, I had Desmond's reaction where he's like,
a solar flare is coming.
Fuck. Right? And I was pissed for the longest time, but then I was just like, you know what? No. I'm gonna go with it. Because... It gave me, like, so many hours of enjoyment and then took this ridiculous left turn. And I said, screw it. I'm just going to play the next game in the series and see what happens. And I enjoy the action. I enjoy the story. And then once they, you know, introduce all the supernatural shit into it, I just check out. I'm just like, I don't care. I like the history stuff, and that's about it.
It's just so
dumb. I don't remember Brotherhood being like that.
Well, it kind of is, but they don't focus too much on the supernatural side of things. They do a lot of historical, yeah. But Revelations and 3, that's all it is. They're trying to advance that plot.
I'm so upset.
I can't wait for 3.
At this point, I can.
No, the history stuff is really good. Like, that's why I play it. But when they, I just, because they're, trust me, they're 6 games in, they don't even bother to answer much of that supernatural shit. And that's all you're doing it for, is that supernatural shit. You're doing it so you can keep communing with these First Nation people, or First Civilization people. And I love it. I love every moment of it. It's like a campy horror movie to me now.
But see, like, I really did enjoy the game. I really did enjoy it up until that point.
Well, yeah. It's gonna keep doing that shit, but you're gonna enjoy every game probably that much, in my opinion, but the story is just gonna do exactly what it did to you every single time. And then Revelations will piss you off with a couple of interesting choices they made, gameplay-wise. Like, Tower Defense. Which I maintain you will only see more than once or twice if you suck at the game, but those 2 times you play it are not very good.
Well, that's good to know.
But you only see it if you suck. It doesn't degrade the game for me at all, because I only see it once or twice. And it's not terrible. Yeah.
Why did Leonardo da Vinci not have an accent?
Didn't he?
Not really.
He didn't have it as much as some of the other characters.
But the other ones are really thick.
Yeah. I don't know. That might have been just
about characters speaking English in Italy. You know.
I know. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. See, like, that's a good question. When you play later games in the series, like 4, if you read the notes, they changed the way... they changed Edward Kenway's voice in Black Flag. He's supposed to sound like cockney and very ignorant almost, but they made him sound educated and shit because he'd be a more likable character. So like maybe the Animus programming just did that shit. I don't know. Once you start picking it apart, it gets really ridiculous. So you have to suspend disbelief and just sort of put a helmet on and ride it out.
That's what's so good about 4. It's like you're a pirate. Go.
Yeah, exactly.
there's no fucking supernatural. There's no.
Yeah, they. Still, yeah, they just ignored.
Sail.
Yeah, they ignored that shit. They did not advance that plot at all, which kind of disappointed me because I just want to know what the fuck Juno is doing. Because in three, man, she's pissed off and she's just real up your ass about it, and then nothing for 4. But anyways, yeah. So Nova. You've been awfully silent.
Solar flare is coming.
I wish you guys could see the look on my face.
Yeah, the disaster in 2012 was a solar flare.
An Assassin's Creed.
I'm just like, I'm so done with this ending. Like, I'm ready to completely forget that it happened.
How does building temples save a natural disaster?
Well, each one is dedicated to a different method of
disaster
averting it. And the 1 and 3 is the culmination of their efforts.
I'm just gonna be here growling, don't...
I think, actually, one of the ways they wanted to avert the disaster was, like, the Bruce Willis method of going on an asteroid and blowing it up or something like that. I have to look it up in the strategy guide, but one of them was like, that sounds like something humans would do. But I don't know, like, the plot sounds like it would be a good idea when you read it on paper, and then when you insert it into the Assassin's Creed world, you're just like, wait a minute, I thought this was a game about genetic memory and shit.
So at this point, do we know what the apple is?
It's a divine piece of... It's something that first civilization created so they can control human beings. It's kind of like the unsaid thing, yeah. They created all these pieces of Eden so they could control human beings, and then human beings could do their beating, and then Adam and Eve stole it. From the Garden of Eden.
And that's what the whole Subject 16 videos are about. You see them stealing it and running away.
Yeah. And when I saw that, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna go with you. And then when the reveal at the end, I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm just gonna put on this helmet and just continue down this road. And just brace for impact every time I can.
Like, it's, oh, man, like, no, I'm done. Mm. So what game are we playing next, guys?
I don't know.
Nothing with a dumbass twist. Can we do that?
I have no idea. I was going to recommend Dishonored, because that's the only one I can think of.
I'm down.
Cool. Dishonored it is.
Dishonored, people! And I've never played this game before, so I don't know what stopping points would be.
No, me neither.
Alright, so there we go, Dishonored! We're throwing it down.
Okay, how about this? Most games have, like, chapters or stopping points of some kind.
Yeah, we'll Google it.
Play to, like, the fourth one. Four is a good number, right?
Four? Alright, yeah, so tentatively we'll play to four, and if it gets too long, I'm pretty sure one of us will say something.
Yeah. And if you end up being ahead of us, well, cool. Great.
Good. So,
I'm so mad, guys.
Alright, so I guess our lasting impressions would pretty much sums it up. Like, I guess it's the consensus that we pretty much all enjoyed this game until it took that crazy ass left turn.
It still holds up.
I
still think it holds up.
Me, I will maintain that it, like, I had the same reaction that Nova did, but then after, you know, a while, I was just like, you know, I'm just gonna do it. I'm just gonna go with it. And then after Brotherhood, they kind of just massaged me back into, like, it's there. It's something that I'm not too fond of, but it doesn't, it's never stopped me from playing future installments.
And I can see that, like, after this settles in a while, I can see, like, yeah, okay, the game's really good right up until the end, so I can deal with, you know, a shitty ending. I'm sure I will get to that point. I'm so not at that point right now.
Hopefully you'll get there so you can enjoy the other two. Because like I said, like I keep saying, like, favorite series, man. And it's not because of the story, let's get that straight. It's just, I like what they do. I like the ideas that they put forward, and I at least like that they're trying.
What did you guys play it on, Xbox?
Yep.
I played it on PS3.
I played PS, or PC, sorry.
Oh, nice!
We all played different.
Yeah, and PC was really sweet. It was, like, maxed out, and it looked really good. Like, the textures and solid frame rate. So, pretty cool.
Right on, right on. Right on, right on, right on. Okay, so,
Excited about Dishonored, then.
You know, so am I, because I played it just a teeny tiny bit, and rats can kill you. And after that, I was like, I'm on board with this game. Any game where a swarm of rats can murder me keeps me on my toes. And you have a spell called Blink, in which you can teleport. I think that's the only spell I'm going to need.
Dude, I live with rats. Don't tell me that rats can kill me.
A swarm of them. Like 20 of them. They just all rush you. So that's right. My pro tip at first, because that's all I know. So, all right, so my credentials, everyone, are you listening? In case you don't remember, I've done this shtick a million times. I am FN2K on everything. That's IAMFN, the number 2, the letter K, on everything. And you can email me at IAMFN2K@gmail.com. Wes.
WesGoodJ on Twitter. Resto de Apache.
Nova.
I am Stargon Nova on Twitter and How Stars Collide on Xbox Live.
Right on, right on, right on. And as always, you can catch every episode on iTunes now. And
yeah, rate and review.
Yeah, man.
Be on it.
That's right.
5 stars.
Throw it down. And you can catch me at thejadagamer.ca and our homepage at yourmamasbasement.com.
And at Backlog Infinite.
So on Twitter.
Questions, inquiries,
complain
recommend games,
about
complain.
The end of that fucking game. Yeah, sympathize with me, people. Sympathize.
Make Nova an apple and send it to her.
Yeah, hopefully we can get a couple retweets out of Ubisoft, but hopefully they don't listen to our episodes. Because we should talk Assassin's Creed at least once every show where we're like, I fucking hate this. So, but yeah, that's been
we
our...
We all enjoyed it.
We did. That's been our coverage of Assassin's Creed. Deuce!
Yeah.
I'm out.
Deuce.
Yeah. No. Done.